Most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins. The bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic
which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Boy, it's Sunday once again. It's April 24th, I think.
24th, yep.
24th of April, wow. Time flies when you're having fun. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again, and we're here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Hey, good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time and a soft guarantee of improbable financial post-employment, becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell.
Unfitted?
Unfitted pit of hell.
Unfunded.
Unfunded pit of hell. The unfunded pit of unfitted hell, I guess. It's getting pretty bad. Yeah. Anyway, excuse me, ran into the studio here, jumped in the chair. Have to have time to, you know.
Adjust the mic, you know.
Adjust the mic, fluff my hair.
Yeah.
Do all the good things.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., except this Monday. Are we meeting?
No, we're meeting this Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have Oath Keepers in on Monday.
Oh, is it next Monday? Are we missing a Monday here somewhere?
No. Next Monday this Monday we've got Oath Keepers at Shasta Bible College, and it's the last week at Shasta Bible College, and then we'll be moving to the new permanent location at the Vineyard.
Oh, yes.
And that's down on
Pacelli. It's right. In the
Where the old Yaks used to be?
Yep. In the, what's that, Town and Country Shopping?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tea Party stands for, but they're not the Tea Party anymore, they are Reading Patriots because they've ditched the name.
They have.
Haven't ditched the principles.
No.
But evidently, Reading Patriots just rolls off the tongue much nicer.
Yeah.
It kind of does, yeah.
There you have it. Limited government, fiscal responsibility, and following the Constitution. What a band of rabble. What a band of unwashed masses.
Rebel scum.
What a rebel scum. Sounds like something off of Star Wars. Hey, you pitiful little band. Oh, boy. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and Wow. I don't even know where to start.
Well, we have our guests on the line. That's where we can start.
Oh, I guess that's where we're going to start. We have Shannon Grove.
Yeah, we do. Oh. I know she has limited time, so we need to get right to her. So, good morning, Shannon.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you?
The fun never stops.
We're doing good. How about you?
I think the fun never stops in Sacramento.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, you talk about a circus down there. I don't know how you do it. It's you just keep showing up, I guess, huh?
Just keep showing up and doing what you're supposed to do and expose what's going on.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so what's new in Sacramento, Shannon? I mean, maybe you can give us like a recap of the fun-filled events that you've been participating in down there in the Barnum and Bailey's Big Top. Or should I say Gavin and Jerry's Big Top?
Oh, well, you know, they have several bills that are up and going through the building. It's April, so everything is really, really busy. They have Senator Monning's bill. It's going to establish a state agency, a brand new state agency, expand government.
Lovely.
To hire state workers to direct people to suicide.
Oh, that sounds good.
What?
Huh? Yeah.
I wanted to give you like 30 seconds or a few seconds to digest that
one. Sort of grind that one down a little bit. Can we expand this to the federal level as well?
So Senator Monning has a bill. Yeah, he has a bill, and he wants to appropriate funds to establish a state agency so you can call this number and they'll direct you to suicide.
Direct you to suicide. In other words, they'll tell you how. They will give you the means.
The language is pretty vague on what they're actually going to do. It's just there's going to be a 1-800 number and a state sponsored line so that they can direct you to suicide. Now, of course, when I first read it, my sarcasm, I'm like, and forgive me because sometimes I just feel like I am sarcastic, but
you have to be.
I just think so welcome to the state sponsored suicide hotline. How can we help you?
I'm
depressed, my wife just left, do you have a firearm in the house? What are they gonna say?
You've reached 1-800 Kevorkian.
That could be it. I have no idea, but that bill's going through the building. Minimum wage just passed. There's huge issues going on. I have several bills. I introduced the city councilwoman in my area, Jackie Sullivan, has been the In God We Trust lady for 14 years. She established In God We Trust America, and it's been her goal to put In God We Trust, our national motto, in all of our county and city chambers.
That's a good thing.
She's got it in 620 cities across the nation, 126 here in California. And she wanted to do an In God We Trust license plate bill. And so I said, I'll give you a bill. We have 40 bills. So I said, I'll give you a bill. So it was basically, we got it out of transportation, but it was labeled unconstitutional in judiciary.
Hmm. Well, I'm not surprised because the alternative into trusting God is trusting government. And they don't want us trusting anybody but government at this point, I think.
It did get out of judiciary, but they made me add 7 other license plates. There's only been 6 passed since the inception of the program, so my bill has 7 in it, 7 separate license plates.
What are the other 6?
Oh, gosh. 2 Latin phrases and Eureka, I found it, Liberty, the God of Ages. I don't know. I don't remember all of them. I'm really not focused on that.
I think there's a few people from the legislature that are making license plates right now. Yee comes to mind. And I think that there might be a few more that need to be making license plates up there.
Hillary?
I heard there was going to be some other stuff going on and that there would be other individuals involved in that. I guess when you look at his sentence, he didn't get very much. So I'm thinking he sang like a canary.
Yeah, I think we should just focus on Prince. And him, and instead of all these unimportant issues like, criminal behavior in the legislature, running guns to foreign countries, I think we should talk about Prince today and Purple Rain.
That's what the rest of the media is talking about is Prince and Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And but I think we stay focused on what the people need to know. I mean, people really need to know what's going on in that building. It's pretty sad.
It's incredible.
There's a ballot measure out there that they're trying to qualify to make sure that every hearing is online. Because when they don't want you, for instance, they don't put public safety hearings online. And I had a bill up in public safety, and the public safety chair, a Democrat out of Los Angeles, pulled my language out of a bill because he doesn't want to give police arresting authority. And my language just simply said, probable cause if you purchase a minor for sex or you're going to get arrested.
I bet you he would. Oh, yeah. I bet you he would back the bill if they were going to arrest you if you tried to prevent a male from using a woman's bathroom dressed up in a dress.
Oh yeah, they would probably let you be arrested at that point. But so my bill just said that you can't purchase a minor child for sex. You can use probable cause to arrest him right now. The police have to witness the solicitation or the act itself.
So what are they against? And, they're against the arrest powers, or are they against the fact that you should be arrested for, you know, soliciting sex with a minor?
They're against the arrest powers. He does not want to give any other arresting authority to the police.
So what are they? What are they for then? I mean, are they for, you know, a good talking
to? What are the police
to?
For? In his eyes, I have no idea.
Well, no, but I mean the guy who's pulling the language out of the bill. What's he for? A good talking to? You know, put him in the corner. I mean, what are you supposed to do if this happens? Just kind of wave at him and say, hey, good luck with that. I mean,
we're supposed to give him a little. Ticket. You get a ticket and you say, show up to court on Tuesday or Thursday. But I want him arrested. I want him arrested, booked. I want him to explain
publicly
to their wife why they were kept in jail overnight.
Yes.
I want him, you know, I'd like to have him, I'd like more severe penalties, but we're in California, so we'll start here.
Caning comes to mind.
Yeah, I'm all right with him getting a couple billy clubs upside the head.
Leave it to rest.
I'm not going to lie.
Pretty sad. So anyways, he took my language out. I dumped it into another bill. I came to committee. He goes, your bill's going to die. And I said, why are you going to kill my bill? You can't be siding with the Johns. You've got to side with the little girls. And he goes, your bill's going to die. I'm not giving police any more arresting authority. I had two human traffic victims and a human traffic organization and a police officer come and testify. And we won the favor. God gave us big favor with two other Democrats on the committee. And we rolled the chair and got our bill out.
Good. So why do you think he was blocking? Is it just a urinating contest or what? I mean, what
or is he out soliciting
he
minors?
He does not. He really, really, really has a big issue with police and does not want to give police any type of authority whatsoever. I mean, there's bills going in the building right now to open up police personnel records that you as an average citizen can just walk into a police station and say, hey, I want to see Officer Davis's records, and they'll have to provide them to you.
I mean, I believe that we need to watch our police closely and the police powers, you know, have them carefully,
exactly.
You know, be careful with them because they are dangerous. But at the same time, I mean, something as egregious as that, I mean, good grief. I mean,
so what's he hiding then? He's worried about the police coming in and investigating him and finding out that maybe he's doing something he shouldn't be doing?
Or is it just the
I don't know. He's from Figueroa Street down in Los Angeles. He did kill one of my other bills. I had AB 2229. Now, this made perfect sense to me, the gun lobby, everybody, right? So there's a 10-day waiting period when you purchase a firearm. You can only purchase a handgun every 30 days. You have to wait 30 days. But there's a 10-day waiting period. So technically, any one of us that has a CCW or has a prior-owned firearm, and you have a CCW, you can carry that CCW into the gun store. You can have one on your hip and in your boot. You can purchase a firearm, a handgun, after 30, if you haven't bought one within 30 days. And you have to technically wait 10 days for that firearm because you need a cooling off period. Because they don't want you to buy one and just go out and do something silly. So I introduced a bill that thought, hey, this is your subsequent purchase, you've already purchased a firearm, you don't need a cooling off period. I mean, I don't need a cooling off period. We got two safes, right?
Right.
And the ACLU and the Brady campaign came and testified in the committee and said that not allowing people to wait 10 days would allow people to stockpile weapons. And so that bill died. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Their reasoning is insane. Well, it's like somebody would go in, I just had a fight with my wife. Hand it over. Give me a gun. You know?
Well, but you've already got guns. The point is that my bill says you've already got them.
Yeah.
My biggest question is it illegal to stockpile guns?
It's almost impossible if you were going to stockpile weapons in California because you have to wait every 30 days to buy a weapon.
Unless
so
you have to have the cool-off period. Don't you understand? You've got to have that 10-day
cool-off
period. Then you're okay.
The 10-day waiting
but
period
you can only
has already
do
been
one
ruled
firearm.
Unconstitutional.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and
that's why I introduced it, because it was unconstitutional.
Yeah, it's about the background.
So In God We Trust is unconstitutional, but if you already own several firearms, you can't you can purchase another one, but have to wait 10 days to pick it up because you need a cooling off period when you already have weapons in your possession.
Well, I think that all you have to do is look at the overwhelming purchases of firearms since Obama took office and how many firearms were in existence before that to know that the people that are legally owning firearms are the safest people to have. You know, I mean, it's the safest thing there is in the world because there's really no deaths. If you look at the deaths from firearms that are legally held, it's so minuscule, it's ridiculous. It's all the ones that are illegally held that are the problem, the guys that
it's
are stealing
the problem.
Them.
Yeah. That's always the problem.
Exactly.
It's
always
criminal.
The problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always the problem. And you have, it's you know, and the more laws they pass on us that are legal firearm owners, the criminals aren't going to, you know, like the straw purchases down in San Bernardino when somebody bought the other weapons for the people that did the terrorist attack, you know, the individuals that did the terrorist attack. They're like, okay, we have to crack down on straw purchases. Well, I mean, they're going to break the law. I mean, they broke the law when they went into that facility when there was a big old fat sign out there that said, no weapons past this point.
That stopped them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that worked well.
You know what's wrong, though? I figured out what's wrong. Those signs are usually only in English. So if they were in multiple languages, maybe it would stop it.
you may have a point there.
But they
absolutely
have a picture on them.
Could possibly have a... They do have a picture on
they
it.
They have a picture
it's
on
it. It's got
them.
A big circle with a gun. It's got a like a handgun, maybe a 40 caliber, little handgun. It's got a big circle on it with a slash through it. So you have to be able to see the sign. That big fat sign didn't stop them.
What's really, you know, what's really...
I want to arm teachers.
What's really amazing is that you have to be a moron to believe that would stop anybody.
Exactly.
But any law-abiding citizen, I mean, now even on college campuses, right? There's in California, you can't carry a firearm even if you have a CCW. You can't carry a firearm on a college campus.
Yeah.
Well,
so think about that. Our college campuses are exposed.
Oh, we've never had any problems at college campuses in the past, correct?
Yeah, like Umpqua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the culture of sheep at the universities is what it amounts to. You know,
oh my gosh, they're boycotting Israel and nobody's doing anything about it. They pass a $15 minimum wage bill. The business community doesn't even... It's like, oh, well, thanks.
McDonald's reacted immediately by
kiosks?
By going automated on the...
That's what I'm saying, putting the kiosks in.
Yeah, that's all automatic. You just order your own food and you don't have to worry about that $15 an hour thing.
Yeah, you just voted yourself out of a job. Yay, that was good.
Yeah, that's
brilliant.
And these farmers, I mean, I talked to farmers and they're going to go, they're going to more automated produce, you know, like almonds, pistachios. So stone fruit, like our peaches and things like that are grown in the northern part of the valley, they're replacing all those peach trees and everything with less labor-intensive products.
Wow.
Reminds you of the cartoon George Jetson, you know, push the button, out pops your mail, you know what I mean? Is that where we're headed?
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Just adopt a bunch of kids and their family and you don't have to pay them nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, that's it. Nothing. Yeah, you know, it just amazes. Well, this is the what government intervention in the marketplace does. You know, I mean, and if you look at what they've done with how much money they've shifted over into, great adventures in capitalism such as Solyndra, you know, and you know, things like that, to where they get to, you know, pad the back pockets of their cronies, you know, from Washington and by funding all of these pet projects and then making laws that restrict, you know, the employer's ability to actually have a marketable commodity that works and is a lower price, you get this, and it's just going to backfire on them anyway. I mean, the old wage price control never works. They've tried it over and over again, and you go back to Nixon, he was trying it too, and, you know, it didn't work out so well for him either.
You know, that's exactly what's going on. When they look at subsidizing all the wind and solar, and I'm for wind and solar, but they just need to pay for it themselves and compete on a free market. And here what they do with, you know, our oil companies is they're practically shutting them down, and that's the cheapest reliable energy that you can have. Wind and solar isn't reliable. They have to constantly fire up these plants and fire up this, you know, every day they're firing up different plants and stuff just to be able to keep the grid alive so that we can have power. You need cheap, reliable energy, and cheap, reliable energy, when you talk about a moral issue, you know, they say, oh, people in poverty or, you know, the underserved communities. Well, you know, that's why we had to do a $15 minimum wage. Well, you're increasing their power by 60%, 50%, 60%, because of this solar and wind production. I met with a solar company the other day, and I said, well, you can't store it at night. We're going to have batteries. Oh, really? Big lithium batteries? Yeah, big lithium batteries, and we're going to store it. You know, we're going to have big battery plants. Like, that's not good for the environment.
Well, you know, it's just amazing how this just keeps going on. And you know, you never get to the root of the problem. You know, they never talk about, oh, gee, why do we have a central bank printing money out of thin air and charging us interest on it and then, you know, flooding the market and creating anomalies through cronyism. We never really talk about that the reason that they're $15 an hour isn't going to, you know, do them any good, because if you keep devaluing the currency, it doesn't buy jack diddly, and that doesn't seem to get into the equation anywhere in the propaganda machine or through the prostitutes either.
And, you know, I never hear any radio stations or any media stations talking about how when the federal government throws our debt out there for the nations to buy, and if nobody buys it within 10 or 15 seconds, we buy it back with interest.
Yeah,
right?
That's called...
Because it would be really bad, right? It would be really bad if somebody didn't buy our debt.
Well, yeah, it actually gets worse if we buy our own debt. Then it's called monetization. They did that in Germany in 29, and then, you know, after people were running through the countryside, you know, taking and stealing people's cows and butchering them out in the field so they'd have something to eat, they realized that whole inflation thing does have a big, huge consequence at some point. And, you know, if you don't stop doing that monetization, hyperinflation is the end result. But, no, we don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about Purple Rain.
Yeah, and we don't talk about the unfunded liability in the state of California.
Read my mind.
Yeah, we don't talk about the unfunded liability. It's The Big Short. If you didn't see that movie, The Big Short, with all the housing markets and subprime loans and how they just continued to push the market out and sell things and it completely collapsed, it's the greatest movie to see because it really told you what Wall Street did, and nobody went to jail, right? And when you look at what's going on in our unfunded pension liability, it's just absurd, the debt we are in. It's absurd. They said anywhere from, you know, $73 billion upwards to $200 billion. And the reason why they don't know is because they can calculate what they owe someone for their monthly payments, but they don't know how much that health care is going to cost.
Well, you
they
know,
don't know if it's going to be $1 million patient or a $10 patient.
Actually, the figures that we're getting now, excuse me, are about $1.2 trillion of unfunded liabilities, and because there's a study that was just done a week or two ago, an independent study out of one of the universities, and that's the figure he came up with. I guess Jerry Brown didn't want to talk about that while he's, you know, diverting funds into his fracking project and his, you know, property in there in Colusa. You know, I mean, I guess we'll, you know, that doesn't matter either.
But, you know, to solve that, the Senate Pro Tem leader is going to require, he has a bill to require the private sector to join into, it's like the Ponzi scheme, you know, right?
So they're going to bring in more people into the pool.
That's it. He's got a bill that requires the private sector to join CalPERS, CalSTRS, and then when we all are forced to join, it will pay for the people going out the top, and then we'll just delay it for another, 5 or 6 years.
And so that would be like what, California Social Security?
They're calling it, it's just going to be a pension security program or something like that.
It's just a Ponzi scheme. Yeah, it's, well, I mean, what was our Commander in Thief's new retirement program? What was it, my PERS or my something? You know, I'm theirs. It's going to be their PERS. Yeah, they're stealing, and that's that whole blended liability, deal. You know, where they're just going to merge everything in to make the stuff that's going completely bad better. You know, but of course that is going to devalue the whole overall fund. Okay, so that's great. I got a 401k in BlackRock, and that means that it's going to be cut in half on the value because I get to, you know, merge my fund with their energy global warming strategy that they're investing in at CalPERS down at the Capitol. Oh, that's good.
It's going to collapse.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
You get the privilege.
And, you know, you got, then you have Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and you got United Healthcare pulling out because they're losing money left and right. You're going to have a single payer system. And, you know, what really makes me nervous about that is, you know, and I don't know when people are going to wake up. I introduced a bill I introduced a bill because they're requiring faith-based organizations, churches, nonprofits, to pay for elective abortion services in their insurance policy. So basically, churches will have to skim off the top of their tithes and offering and donations, or, you know, nonprofits like Little Sisters of the Poor, they have to skim off the top of their donations and pay for elective abortion services in their policies. So I said you should exclude the faith industry, right? Anybody who doesn't believe in that, you can't force people. You know, the Knox-King Act, right? In the Weldon Amendment, you can't force people to purchase abortion services, and you can't force people not to. That was the whole compromise. And that bill died in committee, but what was interesting to me was the testimony from Pacific Justice Institute, the attorney. He said, look, the faith community has three options available to them. Number one, healthcare is required now to be purchased, so you have to provide healthcare to your employees. And if you provide healthcare to your employees and you violate your conscience of faith, freedom of association, because you're providing elective abortion services, or number two, you don't and you get fined and penalized and taken to court and have to go to the Supreme Court like Hobby Lobby, or number three, you cease to exist in California.
Yeah,
that seems
to be happening pretty frequently these days. A lot of people are ceasing to exist in California and starting to exist in other states like Texas.
There's always option four.
And was that Brad Dacus you're talking about?
He sent some attorneys down to testify, and that was one of the attorneys that came to testify.
Well,
it wasn't Brad himself, but he did send someone for me.
Well, you know, what's going on is across the board, you're absolutely right. And what is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back? I think when everybody loses their pensions at the government level is what I think. I mean, I'm already looking at, you know, they're trying to pass a bill. You know, I was looking at Coalition for Liberties, you know, where was it at here? Where they're trying to set up the government pension plans for the president right now so that they guarantee that they will never have, you know, go on hard times. And, you know, it's just another, you know, piece of wood on the camel's back, because at what point in time does the whole thing break? And I think that's when you're going to start to see the wake-up call, when the government officials realize that they're in the stew with the rest of us, whether they like it or not.
And that's really true, because, you know, when, you know, I look at my colleagues, if you take my colleagues' background up there, you know, there are very few business owners. We have a couple of farmers, a couple of attorneys, but there are very few to zero business owners. I think there's two private business owners, and then the rest of them have really never even competed for a job in the private sector. They're staffers that have worked for legislators, paid on the government dole, and then they've gotten to know the district. After that term limits, the staffer runs for office. So so the problem that you have is that you have someone that has never even competed for a job in the private sector.
Yeah.
Forget signing the front of a paycheck. They've just never even competed for a private sector job.
I have a quick question, a little bit off topic, but of personal curiosity. Whatever happened to the investigation into Jerry Brown for using public funds to commit the geological survey of his private property?
Nothing.
Yeah, I guess Camilla Harris doesn't have time anymore because she's jockeying for position, or is it Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, nothing happened. There was no investigation at all. I mean, there was a brief investigation. Somebody, you know, got some documents, and it was exposed by media, but nothing happened. It didn't go any further.
So it really doesn't matter if he uses his own money to enrich himself on his private property, then.
Yeah, like I said, there wasn't a lot of stuff in the media. We had asked the media, you know, we made a statement in the media that if this is true, that, you know, he's an attorney, he would know that, you know, that was against the law, and there would probably be some penalty or fine. But there was nothing. Nothing happened after a week. It was hot stuff in the media for a week, but I don't think anything happened after that.
Well, we've been after it for quite some time. We even found him claiming land that doesn't belong to him on his tax rolls, and went after him where they had to refile with the FPPC for lying about the land up there. And there was no fine or censorship from the FPPC either.
Nothing.
There is no rule of law anymore. We have crossed the Rubicon from a republic into an empire. And this is the proof of this stuff. I mean, I'm looking at another article here, excuse me, from Thomas Lifeson. And the feds blow off subpoena for Obamacare co-op documents. You know, it's obviously it's been impeachment time for quite some time, but federal officials have stonewalled legitimate subpoenas from congressional committees exercising their oversight responsibilities. And, you know, so they just blow them off. I mean, they don't even care anymore. There's nobody to enforce the law. You know, there's nobody to hold their feet to the fire. The Congress is so full of a bunch of pansy, I better shut up and not go too far with that one. But, you know, even when they issue subpoenas, they just get blown off. So, I mean, that's what we've come
to. You can't even bring up Hillary Clinton, who's going to possibly be the next Democratic nominee. Hello. She lied to the public. People died. Americans died under her watch. She stored stuff on her private server that was classified information, which was against the law. That stuff probably got hacked by many other people across the world. I mean, think about it. And she's an outright liar. She's lied. Oh, I was under heavy sniper fire when I landed, and a little girl's bringing her flowers. They showed the video. So, I mean, it's just absurd to me to think that she's going to get away with all of that and possibly be the next commander-in-chief when she actually failed to act. You know, when you go look at that movie, and I know it was just a movie, but it was supposed to be done on true and accurate accounts because we don't have access to the records. Those fighting military, our warriors, were like, wow, they didn't even send Americans to pick us up after all that. The Americans never showed up under this administration to help
They were ordered to stand down.
Yeah, they were
ordered to stand down. And Hillary Clinton lied over that. And then people died. People died.
Yeah.
And how come nobody's, how come no one's arresting her? How come she's not in jail? She's running, and you know, she's wanting to restrict weapons use and gun use and everything else. And when she's walking down the street, she's got 20 armed people guarding her. Well, you know, if we had 20 armed people around each one of us, we wouldn't need a Second Amendment either.
I'll tell you what, it just seems to get worse and worse and worse. So I think we should just keep singing Purple Rain and, you know.
Well, that's like the thing with Jerry Brown's ranch. He and his press office lied about the fact that there's no oil on the land. There is oil. There's natural gas. There's oil and gas wells on the land. They lied about that. They lied about the property. They lied their way through that entire thing, and nothing happened.
Well, it's true. I was looking. I had a deal on Hillary here. I was kind of looking for.
Well, that's on all levels. They're just lying up there, and it doesn't seem like we can get anybody to prosecute them or do anything to them for what they are doing to us.
I did find what I was looking for on Hillary here. Since 2013, Hillary's grand total is 92 private appearances for $21.7 million for speeches. From different organizations and, let's see, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, like 250,000 a pop or something.
Fidelity Investments. So, 225,000 a pop, it looks like. And so, that's not bribery, right? That's not bribery anymore.
That has nothing to do with it.
No, she's really not engaging a speaker.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did she receive the money all at once?
Well, if it comes in installments, it's not considered bribery anymore.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so you just have to figure out where the line is before you cross it.
But when you figure out where the line is, they just move the line if they cross it.
Well, of course.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, why wouldn't
just like in the state capitol, we're supposed to abide by a set of rules, bills in print for 72 hours, so on and so forth. And so what they do is that they just need 41 votes and the Democrats have 52 votes. So they just vote to suspend the rules. They violate the rules, insert whatever they want, and then they reinstate the rules. There are no rules.
There's no rules.
There's no rules.
That happens all the time.
Who needs rules?
What do you think of the concept of restoring California to the federal model of one senator per county?
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah,
I love that idea. One senator per county and one assembly member per county. Because you know what? Counties that are smaller counties up in the northern part of our state, they have no say-so. The Central Valley can't be represented. I listened to the speaker, the new speaker, take his position, and he says, you know, we need to increase voter registration. We're going to have these drop boxes at libraries. We'll be able to drop off your ballot, so on and so forth. All this stuff, because we need to increase voter registration. Because only 7,000 people voted for him. And I'm thinking, wow, I think I had about 100,000 people vote for me. But there's no representation because the Democrats have 26 elected individuals from Los Angeles. Or yeah, over so on the Central Coast. It's over on the coast.
Well, the thing is, too, is he's got approximately 500,000 people in his district. Only 7,000 of them voted for him. But when you count illegal aliens in your voting district, how many of them are even eligible to vote for you?
Well, underneath the new law that they passed last year is they're not the new driver's license law. You're getting a voter registration card with your driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a legal illegal alien.
Illegals.
Yeah, you're a legal illegal alien.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up, you guys, and I appreciate you guys doing everything to make sure that people understand what's going on and exposing it. I really do.
Well, I just wish more people were paying attention.
We need more of you up there in Sacramento is what we need more of, Shannon. I mean, that's the real deal. So we got to get more and more people elected to take this thing back over. And until we get the state split, I just don't see that happening. So, yeah.
The state needs to be split lengthwise, right?
Right.
Like lengthwise. Let the coastal elites over there, and when they want to go to Vegas, we'll charge them to use our roads to go to Vegas. You know, there's ways we can make that work. If they go, oh, we're not going to give you water, it's like, okay, you're not going to cross our road.
Yeah.
You know, so there's ways to, yeah, it's just, it's, California has gotten so big, and it's basically controlled by Los Angeles and the coastal elites, and it's like two separate worlds. You know, they're over there and they don't want any type of drilling or any type of, they want the, you know, the area where I'm at returned back to the desert where it's a prime farmland. But yet they, you know, then they make statements like, oh, the Central Valley is the largest welfare recipient. Well, give us our water and leave our oil alone. And
hey,
we'll
hey,
be
hey.
The largest tax producer.
Except in Calusa
County. The Central Valley can't be the largest welfare recipients. That's what they tell us up here in the north.
Oh, well, they tell us that all the time.
Well, there's
competition.
Some, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the specific?
Was this a race to the bottom or
yeah.
what?
Yeah. What was it when they called us knuckle dragging welfare parasites?
No, that's what they called you.
Oh, that's right. It was just me.
I think there was a couple other derogatory comments in there about redneck and a few other things.
Might have been.
Neanderthal. I don't know. Maybe something to that effect.
Neanderthal's derogatory?
It depends on what circles you're running.
I guess.
Well, listen, guys, I really appreciate you letting me be on. I have to go, and I apologize, but I appreciate everything that you guys do.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we appreciate that, and
we'll
have you back. Yeah, in the future, and keep us posted to what's happening down there in the big top.
Absolutely, anytime.
Stay mighty.
Anytime.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Okay. Uh-huh. God bless you guys. Bye.
Oh, bye.
All right, I guess we should go. Did you pull up Purple Rain, Bob? I sent it to you.
Oh, did? Oh.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Go out with the break. Maybe I just wanted to hear Purple Rain once.
Oh, sure.
Because
do we have to?
Oh, what? Yeah, really?
I don't know. Well, we don't have to. But I thought we would just keep, you know.
I mean, I know the guy's dead and all, but, I mean, I don't go read the Little Red Book because Lennon's gone.
You don't?
Well, that's true.
No, I read it for a different reason.
Which Little Red Book are we talking about?
There's several of them out there. So I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up. Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment, and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California."
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story, April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view, KCNR 1460 a.m.
That's enough, Bob. I can't take any more of it. What exactly is a purple rain? Is that like a lavender snowstorm or, you know, I don't know, like a LSD, you know, shower? What is that? I'm not sure what purple rain is.
I have no idea.
But I would.
I don't think I want to really know what Purple Rain is.
I would much rather focus on Purple Rain than, say, something like the criminal indictment of a presidential candidate.
Or any government official, for that matter. I'm just saying, you know, we have our own right here.
We could try singing it all together, Purple Rain.
Go for it.
No?
Yeah, I'm thinking not.
I don't get the Purple Rain thing. It's like all, you know, what is that?
It says, each verse of Purple Rain is about a group of people in Prince's life. His parents, Apollonia, and his bandmates.
I'm even more confused. Still don't get the Purple Rain thing.
Like I say, I don't think we really want to know what it means, you know?
Maybe we don't.
I'm thinking not.
He won an Oscar for that crap?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
What are you thinking? He's a superstar, buddy. Come on.
You say so.
Yeah, get out. You got to get out of Trinity County more often.
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Purple Rain. Interesting stuff.
Fans seem to believe Purple Rain is talking about the end of the world.
Oh. Is that like geoengineering Purple Rain?
Well, now that could be, I guess.
those aren't chemtrails. Those are Prince trails.
I think I'd much rather have chemtrails.
Oh, boy. I'm just amazed at the distraction that the prostitutes put out there. You know, okay, so the guy died. I'm sorry, you know, but he's a worldwide superstar, and we should talk about him much more than a criminal indictment, possibly of a presidential candidate. Which is more important, Purple Rain, Hillary going to prison for lying, cheating, fraud, corruption. Well, okay, Merle Haggard, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's a legend.
There you go.
Yeah, but they'll do anything to get us off of Hillary and not prosecute her or do anything to her. They're not.
And let's not forget China died, too.
Hillary Dickory Dock.
Yeah.
You know, China died, too. Don't forget her.
Yeah.
China who?
The wrestler.
The wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that the other day.
That's important, too.
Yeah, that's really important. I mean, she looked kind of like something more than China. She looked. I don't know. China was a good name for her, but she could have crossed the She crossed the line.
Yeah, that chick could have used whatever bathroom she wanted. Nobody's telling her otherwise.
Well, that's too bad. Maybe we should have put her and Hillary together.
Yeah, it's like you go into the bathroom and it's like...
I didn't mean that way. Whoa. The look on your face. I didn't mean that way. Put them in the ring together and...
I'd love to see that. I'd like to put Ronda Rousseau in the ring with Hillary a little bit.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Oh, Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey. There you go. Rousseau, yeah. Rousey. I was there, Dave.
Yeah, Rousey bounce her head off that quick.
And then she could say, what difference does it make?
Here comes Ronda from the top rail, from the top of the chain link.
And there goes Clinton down faster than a White House intern.
Cigars for everyone.
Oh, wow.
I never had sex with that MIA fighter.
I bet he didn't.
Ain't nothing like a woman put you in an arm bar.
All right, let's get off that one.
Yeah, we're.
I had to bash the Prince thing, though, because I just couldn't stand it. The little TV that I did watch, I saw Prince like every 10 minutes in Purple Rain, and I'm like thinking, this is it. This is how far we've come. This is how far down the slope into hell that we have gone when we care more about a guy named Prince that renamed himself something of a symbol. And then I guess he went back
then
to
he
Prince.
No, he was the artist formerly known as.
There you have it. So he was, but he was a symbol. He didn't have a name. He was a symbol. Not like a drum symbol. I mean, like, you know, he like a Celtic symbol or something, only different.
Don't hang that on my people.
I was going to say.
Don't you dare hang that on my people.
That's not right. Use another symbol, but not that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's like Jimmy says, there's nothing more suave. You got to say that right. Suave.
Suave.
Suave. Than a purple velvet suit with a pirate blouse and boots. Not on Prince.
Yeah. Gotta have shiny boots.
Gotta
get the shiny boots.
I kind of threw up in my mouth a little bit.
How do we go from black beard to purple rain?
Yeah,
it's like a bad R. Kelly joke.
It gives new meaning to the phrase "arr."
Oh God!
Sorry, couldn't stop myself.
That's a different kind of pirate.
Oh, that's. Oh, boy, we can keep going with this one.
Yeah.
Little pirate booty, arr, you know what I mean? No.
And so moving right along.
Yeah.
X marks the spot.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay. Take a deep breath. Let's get back on track here because I'm still amazed. Okay. I'm reading this. This is what happens when the warning is ignored, and I'm reading this. From the Need to Know Around the World, compiled by G. Edward Griffin. And the warning, in his 1796 farewell address, George Washington, the first president of the United States, said, "Observe good faith and justice towards all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all against the insidious wiles of foreign influence. The jealousy of a free people ought to be constantly awake, since history and experience prove that that foreign influence is one of the most baneful woes of a republican government. The great rule of conduct for us in regard to foreign nations is, in extending our commercial relations, to have with them as little political connection as possible. The consequences of ignoring this advice are painfully evident in this week's news." I when I read this headline, it sent chills up my spine. The late Saudi foreign minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal, told John Kerry in 2014, "ISIS is our responsibility to your support for the Tehran-aligned Shia Islamist ruling party of Iraq after the city of Mosul fell to the U.S. military offensive." In other words, the Saudis created ISIS in response to U.S. intervention in the region that shifted the balance of power to Iran. According to a CIA document, the U.S. approval of this plan and intended to, it approved of this plan, the U.S. did, and intended to use ISIS to topple the Syrian President Assad. So let me get this straight. The people who attacked us on 9/11, according to other documents that are coming out now, also put together ISIS with our help.
Mm-hmm.
With our backing.
And we've been funding our this weapons. Crap. And it's surreal. Unbelievable. So, you know, we've got a discussion here where we learned that Al-Qaeda was created by the Saudis as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out. And then ISIS. Okay, so in Saudi Arabia is our friends again. How? Because they have oil?
Well, how to answer that?
Yeah. So this is what Washington was talking about.
It's exactly what George was talking about. I don't think George would have been a big fan of the UN either.
I don't know, the International Monetary Fund, the UN, yeah. The global banking cartel seems to be kind of a problem as well, that I guess the prostitutes just don't talk about. I mean, I read the paper every day just to see the headlines, and it's like,
don't even touch it.
It's like, and this is an important news stuff, right? This is purple rain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting to the point of pure stupidity, if it hasn't already gotten there already. So, I don't know. I mean, we only got a couple minutes to the top of the hour. Maybe we should play, I sent you the link for Charlie Daniels' new song. Mm-hmm. Let's play that going out to the break. And maybe, you know, and there's a paper book edition out there of The Unseen Hand, I believe it's Ralph Epperson. You might want to read that. It was printed in January of 1985. And, you know, that's in the top 10 books.
We can point out some of the players in this. It's just very uncomfortable for some people who the players are.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, if you want to get down to who the Unseen Hand is and what they're doing to control it, some of the organizations involved, it becomes very uncomfortable for people.
Well, before we go, and Bob's queuing that up, here is a tweet from Edward Snowden. And I think this kind of sums it up. 2016, a choice between Donald Trump and Goldman Sachs.
Well, that's I did a radio show earlier this week working with Paul Preston over at Agenda 21.
That's why I'm leading into this. We want to talk about this because, you know, if we're going to tell the truth, let's tell the truth about everybody all the time. And I want to talk about Ted Cruz's father and some things that you dug up over on that arena. And I just want the truth. I got no dog in the hunt here. You know, I'm not saying, oh, well, you know, the Messiah is Donald Trump and everybody else sucks. No, what I'm saying is I want to know the truth about each one of the candidates. I want to know who's backing them, where they're from, what their ideological.
It doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on.
Doesn't matter. But I think this from Edward Snowden's tweet on February 27th. Is kind of enlightening.
They're going to cut us off. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds on the other side of the break. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Okay, this does not sound like Charlie Daniels.
No. You have to key it up at, I'm sorry. You know, we have to key it up at about 30 seconds.
All right, when we come back, here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Yeah, key it up at, I think.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Obama in Germany at this hour on a trade mission in a press conference this morning with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Mr. Obama said,
if you look at the benefits to the United States or to Germany of free trade around the world, it is indisputable that it has made our economy stronger. It has made sure that our businesses are the most competitive in the world.
A new U.S.-EU trade deal is not particularly popular in Germany, however. There are many, many protests against it. Some say it will erode consumer protections and hurt the environment. Authorities say an 18-year-old gunman was fatally shot by police after opening fire last night outside a high school prom in northern Wisconsin. Two students were wounded. It happened in Antigo, about 150 miles north of Milwaukee. The police chief says the two students were shot as they left the school. A police officer in the parking lot shot the gunman. The injured students are going to be fine. Congress has finally decided what to do with Confederate symbols in part of the U.S. Capitol.
The proposal calls for removing all state, D.C., and territory flags in a subway tunnel on the House side of the Capitol and replacing them with reproductions of commemorative quarters. The deal allows members of Congress to continue to display the flags in hallways outside of their offices, and it doesn't affect the Senate side of the Capitol. The controversy erupted following the shootings of 9 people in an historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina last year. Pictures show a suspect posing with a Confederate flag.
Wally Hines reporting. Ecuador says nearly 60 people are still missing and the death toll stands at 654 from last weekend's magnitude 7.8 earthquake that flattened towns along the coast. 113 people have been rescued alive. 25,000 people are still in shelters today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and has sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at FEMA8.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMA8.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA8.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at FEMA8.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's FEMA8.com.
India has revoked the passport of a flamboyant Indian businessman accused of fleeing to London rather in March while owing still more than $1 billion to Indian banks. The External Affairs Ministry says the decision to revoke Vijay Malaya's passport was taken considering the evidence gathered by the country's Enforcement Directorate, which has been probing the tycoon's massive debts. The ministry is also consulting legal experts on seeking Malaya's deportation from the U.K. to face charges of money laundering. He apparently owes over $1.3 billion. A liberal woman's group has held a special Passover prayer service at a Jerusalem holy site this weekend, drawing criticism from the site's ultra-Orthodox rabbi who calls it a provocation. The group, Women of the Wall, calls for gender equality at the Western Wall, the holiest Jewish prayer site. That site is overseen by a rabbi who enforces conservative customs. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Nordstrom will be cutting about 400 jobs as it looks to be more nimble as shoppers turn more and more to the Internet.
The upscale Seattle-based department store says the cuts will be primarily in its corporate center and regional support teams. The process should be finished by the end of its fiscal second quarter. The changes will mean $60 million in savings for the current fiscal quarter. Nordstrom says that it's first looking at closing unfilled open positions to minimize the impact on current employees.
Jeremy Haas reporting. Today is Sunday, April 24th, the 115th day of 2016. There are 251 days left in the year. On this date in history, in 1800, Congress approved a bill that established the Library of Congress. And on this date in 1980, the U.S. launched an unsuccessful attempt to free American hostages being held in Iran, a mission that resulted in the deaths of 8 U.S. servicemen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows. What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining? And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation? At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own Wes Mutster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scootin' Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell, all at Haven Humane Society just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K Run Walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. If you wish to call in, it's 530-605-4567. Or you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com and participate in the discussion. you know, but you're probably, this is one of the few venues where you can actually participate in the discussion.
Whether you agree or disagree or anything, we take all the phone calls.
Or you can sit in front of the TV and sway back and forth with your hands in the air singing Purple Rain.
Get off the Purple Rain
alone.
We've had enough.
No more Purple Rain.
No more
Put
Purple
Put the candy
rain.
Down and let the little boy go.
Put the lollipop down. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, it just gets to the point of, you know, wow. So, I guess we got a few things that we need to hit.
Well, I think we ought to hit the McCarthy thing before we dive in on the Ted Cruz, because that's going to take a minute.
Okay, well, let's listen to Charlie Daniels here. This is a new song out by Charlie Daniels. I don't know. Did we play this last week or not?
We did.
Okay, well, let's play it again. And I think it kind of says what's going on here, whether people want to believe it or not, because I guess the government propaganda machine, you know, is going to want to talk about the unseen hand, banking industry collusion, you know, fascist government colluding with Wall Street and the bankers.
And the church.
And the church. Well, yeah, you always go on the church. I'm always a little hesitant there on the church. But
church has been up to it since 1120, and the canon dictate that states that the Catholic Church is the dominion of the entire planet, but... That's
I was
going to
say, depends on
history.
Which church you're talking about, too.
Just saying.
You know, referring to.
Yeah, well, I'll be talking about the Christian Democratic parties that are all over the globe, too.
Well, you're more versed in that than I am. I'm going to leave that subject alone until I feel comfortable with it.
It's not comfortable for a lot of people, but they need to know.
Well, that's what we're about. We're about the truth. You know, if we aren't telling the truth and there's facts to the contrary, then we'll present that as well. Because we have no agenda to grind but the truth here. And, you know, that seems to be what's taking hold out there. It's interesting. I was in the grocery store the other day, yesterday, and somebody, I was, you know, paying for some stuff. And, excuse me. And this lady recognized my voice. And she said, oh, you're on the radio. And I said, yeah, I'm on the radio at KCNR 1460, blah, blah, blah. She says, you know, you guys are making a difference out there, much more than you know.
Well, that's good to hear.
And I thought, you know something, I sure as heck hope so, because, you know, we're in real trouble here. And if we don't start making a difference, well, we're going to have a problem here anyway. I mean, it's coming. We already have problems. It's just a matter of how big do the problems get and how controllable are they going to be. And so, you know, it kind of made me feel good. But I think that you have to realize what the problem is. It's not, you know, the fact that we have this money machine that is controlling everybody through their printing, their borrowing, their debt instruments is the big problem. That's the underlying evil that we need to address to get rid of all of these other problems. And until we do that, we're just dancing around the edges. Because the money machine is what buys everybody and everything. And it's like Shannon said, you know, they're up there. Gee, selling our debt. Well, where are they getting the debt? Where do you get, you know, where do you get $19 trillion? Do you just find it running around?
I just get it on my computer.
Yeah, so do you just type it into your computer? But
yeah.
You know, all of a sudden I got $19 trillion.
A couple of Lehman D yard sales.
Jesus Christ.
That ought to handle it.
That ought to handle it. Go ahead and play Charlie Daniels, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some other stuff.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let people take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching baits, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away.
What difference at this point does it make?
In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray.
Our society is moving.
They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor.
You can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is
at the door.
There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. The night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Something's wrong. We all know.
They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even if this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the army's trained for battle, as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string, and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings. As the night falls in on the rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces. The dark side, bent on global governance.
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 polar bears.
RevelationTheMovie.info.
No.
That's it. There you go. That's I think that Charlie has got it figured out.
I think so.
So there you have it.
And, you know, really to come to a core understanding of what you're fighting, like it or not, uncomfortable or not, you have to look at this and examine it from a biblical perspective, because that's what these people are operating from.
Well, that's a good point. Whether you know believe in God or not is not necessarily the issue. The issue is that if you've got somebody who believes in the devil and they're in charge, then it really doesn't matter whether you believe in God. He believes in the devil.
That's it. That's
you have to open the book and find out what's inside.
Look at the book from Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. He dedicates the book to Lucifer. If that doesn't send chills up your spine, just what idiot dedicates a book to Lucifer?
Unless one that believes in Lucifer.
One that believes that Lucifer's evil.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that good? Good or evil? I'm not sure.
Well, there you go. And, you know, whether where you are religiously doesn't matter. You need to understand where the enemy is religiously.
There you have it.
Yeah. That's what we're fighting, and that's the type of dedication we're fighting.
So, you've got a little dissertation from 61 there?
Yeah, we do. Paul Preston and I over at Agenda 21 Radio have been digging big time into Ted Cruz and the family links, and some of the things that we've uncovered are very telling and very uncomfortable and should be frightening to a lot of people. But before we get into that, Bob, I sent you the production email, a little speech from John F. Kennedy that's really kind of a good lead into this, because John F. Kennedy was very aware of what we're getting ready to speak on, and, you know, gave a speech to warn the nation a lot like Eisenhower did.
I think Kennedy was one of the good guys, actually. You know, I mean, he wanted to go back to a silver standard.
Yeah.
You know, and make sure that we had sound money. And I mean, he was a war hero. Even
he was an American, and he was elected, and there was a lot of expectation out of the Catholic Church that he could be manipulated for the policy of the church, and he wasn't going to allow
it. Work.
We believe that was one of the things that led directly to his death.
Well, I mean, we could go on about conspiracies, but conspiracies, they couldn't exist. I mean, you'd never have, you know, like Saudi Arabia attack us at, you know, 9/11. And
yeah, because our president is a Sunni that switched sides.
Did he switch sides? I'm not sure. What's this? We got the Sunni and we got the Shia, and then, you know, the Shias hate the Sunnis and the Sunnis hate the Shias. And so, but he switched from a Sunni to a Shia, or a Shia to a Sunni?
I believe the Shias to the Sunnis.
It sounds like a really bad soccer game or something.
Well, to make it a little easier for Americans to understand, it's like the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. There's a fundamental difference between the two churches, where the Catholic Church viewed Jesus Christ as a man that became divine, which in their mind means that men can become divine a la the Pope. He is a man that has become divine and ordained by God and is on level with Jesus Christ on earth as long as they serve as Pope, whereas the Orthodox Church believes that Jesus Christ was divine the entire time and there could only be one Jesus Christ, and their version of the Pope is nothing like what sits in Rome as the supreme vicar of Christ's word.
But they're all the same church?
No, they are not. They actually separated after the Council of Nicaea in 420 AD.
But yeah. You don't hear any of that.
You don't hear
they
any
put
of that.
It out there like it's all one church.
And then you get into the Protestant Reformation of the early 1600s, when all of our ancestors fled here to escape the persecution. So, anyways, that's diving a little deep into the religious
history. Yeah, you're.
Let's go ahead and play Kennedy, and then we'll get on to what we've found out about Ted Cruz and his family.
Just some quick housekeeping here. We had a caller who just came in on the tail end of our interview with Shannon Grove last hour. Wanted to know again where she was from and what her position was. She's a legislator out of Bakersfield, correct?
Right. Correct.
Yeah, yeah, she's
Assemblywoman.
She Assemblywoman.
State Assembly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the JFK speech on a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Yeah, sounds like he was a nut job, too, that believed in conspiracies, huh?
Yeah, Jack Kennedy was very aware of the ancient and old conspiracy against the United States of America and our freedom and our liberty. And I think one of the most telling sentences in that entire speech is the conspiracy that operates off of covet means. Because that's what they do, is they find what people covet and they use it against them. And where he speaks of infiltration over invasion and subversion over elections. And that's what we're facing. It's what we've been faced with for decades. It's the reason that America is on the brink that it is now.
Well, we've got to recognize that divide and conquer is the strategy. You know, whether it's the gays against the straights, the alcohol against the marijuana, you know, the blacks against the whites, the just go on and on and on and on. It's all the politics of division, the poor against the rich. Keep everybody divided on whatever issue they can find. Find the issue that pisses off one segment of the public the most, and divide them against the other people in that issue. And we're going to talk more about this alcohol versus marijuana thing as we go on, if not today, maybe next week, I'm not sure yet. But the fact is that these conspiracies do exist. They are, in fact, operating today. And I've been involved in this kind of information for a long time. And, 30 years ago, if you meant, conspiracy, you're another one of those nut jobs, you're another tinfoil hat-wearing, knuckle-dragging Neanderthal. Oh, I'm sorry, that was you.
And bomb-throwing anarchist.
A bomb-throwing anarchist who drinks Irish car bombs. And so...
What's wrong with Irish car bombs? They're tasty.
Nothing until after you drink them.
Yeah. You feel like a car bomb in the morning.
You feel like you want to throw some bombs at cars. But, the real deal is that there are forces out there. There is an unseen hand, if you will, that is trying to subvert our American freedom, to subvert the Constitution, to subvert what we hold dear. Why? Because if you were wealthy beyond... means wealthy beyond imagination through central banking, and you print it, and you could print money in various countries over the world, and you would be absolutely out of your mind rich, and you were still ambitious, what would you like to do? Swim in the pool again, play golf,
play God,
play God, maybe Because isn't that the height of hubris? Isn't that what we're talking about, is that some people think that they're above everybody else? Some people think that they're above
the law.
There's
a lot of those some peoples up in the government.
Well, the enemy's favorite sin is blasphemy.
Well, you know, so to think that that can't happen.
And, it's already happened.
And to think that that doesn't exist, I think is naive and childish.
It is. It. And I understand on a certain extent the tendency of people just to stick their fingers in your ear and go, la, 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 la. It's frightening.
Right.
And you should be frightened.
But we've never seen that before, ever, have we? Genghis Khan, Kublai Khan, let's see, Caesar, Napoleon. There was nobody else out there.
Read the history of the Medicis and the papal throne during the Renaissance. You want to talk about twisted, bound up, holy crap conspiracies against each other. Yeah, it's existed for a long time.
Well, just go back and review any history.
No, but
people, just a little piece of history somewhere.
Well, Japan, the emperor was God.
Yes,
you know, and that's what you have to understand, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and these people have been corrupted into, they're morphing into Gollum, it seems to me. And so to think that there's not something out there that is, put together a concerted plan over the years to take over the world, if you will. There's no New World Order out there, is there? There's no International Monetary Fund. There's no Bureau, Bank of International Settlements. There's not a group of guys that are in Brussels trying to rule the world through the banking system. No, that can't have possibly happened, right?
It is happening.
Yeah.
It continues to happen. And, I think a great many people are wide awake to the fact that Barack Obama is a large piece of that conspiracy towards the destruction of America.
I'm thinking he's a large piece.
He is a large piece. And what we're going to be talking about, like I said, maybe uncomfortable.
He's a tool.
He is absolutely a tool of destruction. There's no denying what the man is.
Yeah.
He doesn't lie about it.
Puppet.
If you listen to the words that comes out of his mouth, he's blatant and obvious about it.
Yeah,
he's quite honest about it.
Yeah, his hubris is
pretty. He doesn't lie about it.
Yeah, he's quite honest about it when he speaks some of the things he does. That's for sure. He doesn't cover it up at all.
I know we got to go to a break here, but I'll just kind of qualify by saying through our research with several people, I have come to believe that Ted Cruz is the other side of the coin to finish the destruction of America.
Okay. Are we going to a break and then going to come back and talk about Ted Cruz and what's going on with that? If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
booming and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Get the coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Red and Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased. And the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Redding Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Redding.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReddingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, all the government wants to talk about, they want to keep giving more loans and more loans. That's all. Seems like that's all they've got in their head. We don't need another loan. We need a good price. Just another farm loan, that's just another payment we got to make, and we can't afford to do that.
I think the politicians are playing games with us, you know. It don't cost them anything to change the rule, you know, on embargo in another country.
Well, they want us cheap food, which I can see that, but they don't take the farmer into consideration at all.
Just sick of working 10 or 12 hours a day or more and just breaking even if you're lucky, if you're real good. If I had to start all over, if I knew what I was going to be like when I got out of high school, I probably wouldn't have done it.
You want to buy a farm?
Fire Media, community radio for the North State. That's a little ditty from the past. That's John Cougar Mellencamp. Boy, I think he nailed it with that one. Wow. I mean,
we got a lot of them nailing it lately with some of their lyrics coming out. Yeah. I think they're getting it big time now.
Yeah, I pulled up the stuff out of the chat room for Jimmy. We're going to cue that up here before the night's over or the day's over or the morning's over or something. Maybe next week. I'm not sure. We'll see. But, yeah, I think we... I think we're starting to hit some of this music that's, boy, it says it all. I mean, what can you say? It's just crazy, you know. I mean, and you know, it used to be that we were just crazy.
I wish it was that simple.
I wish it was that simple. I'd love to be just crazy and then not have to worry about all this crap.
Right.
You know?
And have everything go away that we're supposed to be crazy about?
Oh, you know.
You know, I'd be great with that.
Okay. With that, I'm going to read a joke before we get started.
All right.
The IRS returned the tax return to a man in New Jersey because of an incorrect answer to one of the questions. In response to the question, "Do you have anyone dependent on you?" the man wrote back, 9.5 million illegal immigrants, 1.1 million crackheads, 3.4 million unemployed scroungers, 80,000 criminals in over 85 prisons, plus 650 idiots in Washington. The IRS stated that the answer that he gave was unacceptable. The man responded back, "Did I leave anybody out?"
Oh, there's so much truth to it, too.
Yeah. So where are we going to go here? Let's talk. What do you want to talk? Let's talk about Ted Cruz.
Talking about Ted Cruz.
You know, I love Ted Cruz. I'm telling you. He was my guy.
I no longer do.
He was my guy from the beginning. You know, everybody knows I talked about Ted Cruz, but the facts that have come to light since then have me frightened. And I go back to what Edward Snowden tweeted.
Yeah.
It's between, we have a vote right now between Donald Trump and Goldman Sachs. Now, can you maybe explain a little further, Red?
Well, I can. One of the most destructive things that Barack Obama has brought to this country is the dismantling of our Constitution. And one of the biggest things that he did right off the bat is become president as a foreign national. There is no way that Barack Obama qualifies as a natural-born citizen.
Well, I've been beating that drum for 4 years now.
Okay. And everybody can freak out and say, oh, birther, you're right. There is no way that man is qualified. Now, the problem is if Ted Cruz is to
become... What does it matter?
Well, it matters because you don't want a foreign national running your country. That goes back to what George Washington was discussing at the beginning of the show, the thing that you were reading from George Washington, because they don't have a fundamental understanding of America and what it is to be an American, and more often than not, seek to destroy it.
Knuckle dragger.
So... if Ted Cruz was to become president, there is no way that Ted Cruz qualifies as a natural-born citizen to meet the requirements of the Constitution of the United States of America to be qualified as president.
That's one of my first problems. I agree, because you can't say it's wrong over here, but it's right over here because
right.
He's our guy. You know, it's either he doesn't qualify and he doesn't qualify if they meet the same criteria.
When he was born, his dad was a Canadian citizen.
Okay.
His dad didn't become an American citizen until 1978, well after Ted was born. His mom, there's questions of whether she was an American citizen because she was married prior and moved to England, where it's believed that she renounced her American citizenship and became an English citizen, where she moved to Canada and became a Canadian citizen. And there's some proof of that where her name appears on Canadian voter rolls. Hmm. Now, she claims that she was a dual citizen of Canada and the United States. Any of that in any form disqualifies Ted Cruz as being a natural-born citizen. There's also some question of even the legitimacy of Ted Cruz's birth, because his father, Rafael Cruz, was still married to his first wife until 1996.
Well, let's just put that all aside and say that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right? Shouldn't we do that?
Okay. Well, then let's continue on with who is Ted Cruz.
That's what I'm interested in.
Well, let's figure out who Ted Cruz is by figuring out who Ted Cruz's family is. And anybody that thinks the communists are gone is crazy. We have one of them running for president.
Yeah, be like McCarthy. The communists are everywhere. They're everywhere. Yeah, that's right. Now shut up and get out of here. You're fired.
Yeah, you're crazy. we have one of them openly running for Congress. For president.
Let me see. Who would that be? Is the it's not Hillary. I know. Hold on. I got it in a minute. I'm feeling a burn, a burning sensation.
Yes.
And, you know.
So try to make the argument the communists are gone. I dare you. Now, who is Ted Cruz's father? His name is Rafael Biendo Venitas Diaz Cruz, Jr.
Aguilar? No.
Okay, to keep everything straight, because it gets a little confusing, we'll just call him Rafael Cruz, Jr. Rafael Cruz, Jr. is a Cuban national that fled Cuba in 1957 to come to Texas, where he got a student visa and went to University of Austin.
Isn't that the American dream, though? I mean, isn't that what we wanted all the guys, the freedom fighters over there, to, you know, escape from the oppressive government under Castro?
He was a freedom fighter in his early years, and he was fleeing persecution from the government. The problem is he was incarcerated and beaten and threatened, and at which point he fled to the United States. The problem is he was incarcerated, threatened, and beaten by the Batista government because he was a communist rebel for Fidel Castro.
What?
Ted Cruz's dad, Rafael Cruz Jr., was a communist.
How do you know this?
There's documentation of it in Cuba. He speaks of it himself in early documentations that he talks about. He openly admits that it was the Batista government. We have the documentation from the Batista government of his arrest records. We even have a photo of his mugshot when he was arrested by the Batista government.
So what are you saying, huh?
I'm saying that Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz Jr., was a communist. I am going to go on further to explain some more of his activities. But before that, let's go back to Ted Cruz's granddad, Rafael Cruz Sr., and how he arrived in Cuba in 1938. Now, prior to that, the Cruz family came from the Canary Islands, which is a holding of Spain off of North Africa. It's a mixing pot of Muslims and Catholics, Spaniards and North Africans. The Canary Islands has nothing to do with birds. It's a reference to Canis the dog. They're literally called the Dog Islanders. It's a very derogatory
term.
It's
not the birds?
No, it doesn't have anything to do
with
birds.
I always had visions of it because they were just the farthest islands, you know, west of...
They were referred to as Canis because they were mutts. They were mongrels.
So how did that turn into canary?
Canis.
Canis, yeah.
Yeah, it goes back to the Latin.
Sounds like a nice, pretty little bird.
But you have Rafael Cruz Sr., who information on is very limited. There's a small window of time that this guy appears and disappears. But back during 1933, when he first appears in Spain working for RCA, which is the Radio Corporation of America, and some quick qualification on who was RCA. RCA was a monopolized radio that was controlled by the United States government because after World War I, the Department of the Army and the Department of the Navy declared the radio waves a strategic resource. So they formed a corporation. The only people doing radio at the time was the Marconi Foundation. They nationalized Marconi's holdings in the United States. Then they handed it over to General Electric, which then spun off a new corporation, the Radio Corporation of America, who had either an Army general or a Navy admiral as the head of its board of directors until like late 1936, 1937. Now, the shareholders of RCA were the United States Army, the United States Navy, Atlantic Telephone and Telegraph, AT&T, and United Fruit. Now, if anybody knows the history of Cuba, United Fruit is huge in that. So you have Rafael Cruz Sr., who is working for RCA, and he is... And during this time, in 1934, you see the beginning of the Spanish Civil War. And that is a civil war between the fascists and the communists. Now, things are a little bit turned on their head from usual in Spain, where the Republicans are the landed gentry and the communists at the same time, whereas the poor people are become the fascists. Now, after the fall of the Spanish monarchy, basically the tail end of the Habsburg Empire, the communists take control and form what they call the Republican Workers' Paradise, which is where Franco eventually rebels against. Okay, now, strangely enough, Franco launched his campaign and his civil war from the Canary Islands. His very first transmission was on an RCA radio tower announcing the coup. That was about a four-year-long civil war. All of the communications going on during that civil war is RCA radio towers, RCA phonographs. They invented the Victrola, where they would take like cardboard or wax tubes and print the sound on the wax tubes. You put it on the Victrola. That's how you got your news. Now, when Franco and his fascists won because they received the support of Adolf Hitler, who sent in the volunteer brigades and used the Luftwaffe to basically end the Spanish War, the communist, Rafael Cruz Sr. and his communist wife, Luinda Diaz, fled to Cuba. So now you have Rafael Cruz Jr., who is a communist out of Cuba that fled to the United States. Before that, you have Rafael Cruz Sr. and his wife, Luinda, who were communists that fled the Spanish Civil War to Cuba. Okay.
Wow. And now you've got documentation of all this?
All of this.
Wow. Unbelievable. So what you're saying is basically Ted Cruz is a sleeper cell?
It gets worse.
How could it get worse?
It gets a lot worse.
Holy crap. I mean.
Okay. So we have Ted Cruz or Rafael Cruz Jr., who has now arrived in America. 1961, he has completed his degree at the University of Austin in geology and mathematics. Okay. He disappears off the face of the map. He appears in 1963 New Orleans in a photograph, a couple of photographs.
I've seen that photograph.
With Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've seen that photograph. And we're sure that's him.
Positive. That's been qualified and verified. The first people to run the story in the picture was the National Enquirer. I'm not sure where they got wind of it, but we actually had that information prior to the National Enquirer story, and we were vetting it to make sure that it was real. It is absolutely real there in front of a headquarters for Hands Off Cuba. Okay, they're handing out pro-Cuban or pro-Castro documentation, Communist Party documentation, and this is just a few months prior to the assassination of John Kennedy.
Now, Jimmy asked if Ted's dad was with Lee Harvey, not Ted.
Yes, Ted's dad, Rafael Cruz Jr., was photographed. Little Felito, that's Ted Cruz, he hadn't been born yet. He was born in Canada. Okay. Now, a few months after the assassination of Jack Kennedy, Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted's father, flees to Canada. He abandons his wife, he abandons his two daughters in New Orleans, and flees to Canada. Now, he arrives in Canada in Calgary and goes to work for a corporation named Digitech, which is basically Dutch Royal Shell. He meets Elizabeth Dara, Ted Cruz's mom, who is also a Catholic, as is the rest of the Cruz family up to this point. She's from Delaware, and her family connections run hard into the socialist labor movement of the East Coast. Another communist.
Wow. Okay.
Now, she came by way of England, where she had her first husband that they met in Texas, and then she went to England, where they divorced. She had a child that child then died, and then she left to move to Canada. Now, upon interview with Mr. Wilson, who is Dara's husband, Ted Cruz's mom's first husband, he claims that that child was not his, was probably cause of the divorce between the two. So she arrives in Canada, and they go into business. She and Rafael Cruz meet each other, and they go into business, and they form a company called R.B. Cruz & Associates. Now, what this is it's a revolutionary idea of using geological seismic data.
No pun intended there.
And they use geological seismic data to identify where tar sands are, fracking.
Now, really? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. They did this with Petrodome, a company that would eventually become Amoco Canada. Now, while they're doing this, Ted Cruz or Rafael Cruz figures out how to identify the seismic data. His wife writes the computer program to process the data to tell these petrol companies where to go and find
oil.
Find oil fracking.
Right.
Okay. Now, Ted Cruz is born in Calgary in a small Calgary neighborhood. He's called Little Felito at the time.
It's funny too, you know. Before you go on, you know, it's funny that for somebody who's being attacked by the mainstream media, nobody came up with any of this. And, you know, I had a source of mine tell me way long ago that Ted Cruz was a plant. And he's a reliable source, but, you know, I'm always trying to vet this stuff because, you know, it's hard to tell what the truth is anymore. I mean, you get stuff being spewed out from all different angles in all different ways, and, you know, you don't want to go out there and, you know, do the Chicken Little thing until you've got something, you know, concrete on something like that. But it does seem a little funny to me that if all of this is true and all of this is documented and they wanted Ted Cruz out of there so bad, how come none of the left-wing media is bringing any of this up?
They don't want him out of there. It's time for the swing back. That's how they play the politics in America, is they let the pendulum swing one way, and then they let it swing back the other way to give the different people the illusion that, you know, their system's working. Because while you have had Barack Obama destroying this country and the liberal left cheering him on, you get Ted Cruz, and he will destroy the country while the conservative right cheers him on.
So, go back to where you're at.
Okay. So, we're in Canada. Little Felito's born. We're talking about Petrodome in Canada. This becomes a multi-million dollar company very quickly, very fast. Now, the funny thing is when Rafael Cruz's son, maybe son, is born, on his birth certificate, it is Ted Eduardo Wilson. On the birth certificate, it's not Cruz. His mother used her former husband's last name for Ted Cruz on the birth certificate.
And I wonder why they would do that.
Don't know. We haven't really run that down yet, but we're asking some very serious questions about it. Now, during his time, because of his connections with the petrol company, Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted's father, becomes extremely influential in Canadian politics. Now, those of you that know your Canadian history, at the time, there was a guy by the name of Pierre Trudeau in charge of Canada. Ardent communist.
Right.
Okay. Rafael Cruz helped to shore that up. We've got lists where he was invited to state dinners. Pierre Trudeau was a communist to the point when he died in 2000 that Fidel Castro was one of his pallbearers.
Oh, man. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So if this is all true, you know, it really explains a lot about why Cruz is staying in the race. They're really hoping, and same for Kasich. I mean, they're really hoping for a brokered convention here so that they can just slip their guy in and everybody will think he's a conservative and cheer him on.
Well, that's the funny thing is, something happens in Canada right about the time that Trudeau goes for a second term, and we will point out with the Canadian connection, the communists are in charge in Canada again, and the communist in charge is Justin Trudeau, Pierre Trudeau's son.
Wow.
Okay, you're starting to see the familial connections there. We also have reports that he recently converted to Islam.
The Trudeau guy did?
The Trudeau guy. Now, the Trudeaus were family friends of the Cruises.
Hmm.
There's a very good chance that Justin and Ted probably know each other or knew each other as children. Now, in 1978, Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted's dad, takes off on his next family. He abandons Ted Cruz and his mother. He returns to the United States.
Again?
He's... You know, you're really seeing the picture of a man that's consistently on the run from something. So
from himself, it sounds like, I mean.
Perhaps. Now he comes back, this man who has been an ardent Catholic, a hardcore Catholic.
How can you be a hardcore Catholic and a communist?
I'll get into that because this one really blows people's wig back. Trudeau was a Catholic. He was a French Catholic.
So then he converted to Islam.
No, his son did.
His son did.
So now, Cruz gets back into the United States and is trying to get citizenship. He has this miraculous conversion to evangelicalism, to Protestantism, from his Catholicism. He goes back into Canada, and he gets his wife and Ted Cruz, and they move back to Houston. So there is the connection there, and you go, okay, so he's had a conversion away from communism, he's had his conversion away from the Catholicism and all of this different stuff going on, and he's a new made man, right? Well, the church that Rafael Cruz Jr. supports is one of the member churches of the Christian Democratic Party. And what the Christian Democratic Party is, an amalgamation of churches worldwide that support socialism with the backing of the Catholic Church, because they believe the teachings of Jesus Christ are in socialist in nature, and to spread socialism is the work of God.
Wow.
Man, I need a freaking aspirin or something here.
It does start to make your head hurt after a while. And there's more that we'll dive into, but I believe we're coming up on our hard break. And we'll get into some of that, and then we'll start getting into Heidi Cruz and who she is.
Yeah, I'm a little more on the Heidi Cruz thing. This is all, revelation. You've got this story in the Lantern as well?
No, this one's been primarily on Agenda 21
okay,
Radio.
Paul Preston's.
And go to Agenda 21 Radio, look up the story, and all the documentation's there online, the images of the voter rolls, the pictures, the copies of the birth certificates, all the documentation's there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that kind of changes the narrative a little bit, doesn't it?
But it makes a lot of sense to maybe what's going on and what's happening at the upper level that people aren't aware of.
Wait till we get to Heidi Cruz.
Okay, and with that, this is Sovereign Minds, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break. KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington. President Obama facing a tough task on a two-day visit to Germany. He is trying to overcome stiff opposition to a transatlantic trade deal between the U.S. and Europe. He's also hoping U.S. lawmakers back home will get around to taking up the measure.
After the primary season is over, the politics settle down a little bit in Congress, and we'll be in a position to start moving forward, because I know that we have had a majority of members in the past who were in favor of this deal.
There have been large protests against the trade pact in Germany. Critics say it will harm consumer protections and the environment. School officials in Wisconsin say quick action by a police officer last night prevented what might have been a, quote, disaster of unimaginable proportions. Authorities say an 18-year-old with a high-powered rifle opened fire outside a high school prom, wounding two students before a policeman who was in the parking lot fatally shot him. The Unified School District of Antigo says, quote, it's extremely grateful for the well-rehearsed response by police and district staff. The wounded kids, by the way, are going to be fine. A sad anniversary in a former Soviet republic. Thousands march and burn a Turkish flag in remembering the fallen in Armenia.
About 15,000 demonstrators took part in a torchlight march to a hilltop memorial complex in the Armenian capital, dedicated to the 1.5 million Armenians massacred a century ago by Ottoman Turks. The killing of more than 200 Armenian intellectuals April 24, 1915, is regarded as the start of the massacre that's widely viewed by historians as genocide. But modern-day Turkey, the successor to the Ottoman Empire, vehemently rejects that charge. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Billionaire conservative Charles Koch says he doesn't plan on spending much money on the presidential election from here on out, tells ABC TV. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich are, quote, terrible role models. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
The Obama administration will likely soon release at least part of a 28-page secret chapter from a congressional inquiry into 9/11 and may shed light on possible Saudi Arabian connections to the attackers. Those pages, now kept in a secret room in the basement of the Capitol, address specific sources of foreign support for some of the hijackers while they were in this country. Bob Graham, who was co-chairman of the bipartisan panel, and others say the documents point suspicion at the Saudis. They've denied allegations that they in any way assisted in the attacks. A 20-year-old Connecticut man facing charges after authorities say he tweeted out a bomb threat during a Donald Trump rally Saturday. Connecticut State Police say the U.S. Secret Service contacted them yesterday afternoon to say that Sean Morkies posted on Twitter, quote, "Is someone going to bomb the Trump rally or am I going to have to do it?" unquote. He's been arrested and nothing happened at the rally. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The feds are looking for a new way of storing nuclear waste.
It's a Department of Energy project investigating whether such waste can be stored in three-mile-deep holes. Officials are examining whether sites in Spink County, South Dakota, are suitable for the study of whether deep rock is good for nuclear waste disposal. Researchers stress that the deep borehole field test will not involve any actual radioactive waste. Commissioners in Pierce County, North Dakota, previously rejected the project, prompting officials to look at Spink County in South Dakota.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, April 24th, a birthday for a number of notable people, including Barbara Streisand, the actress, singer, and director, 74 years old. Actress Shirley MacLaine turns 82 today, while author Sue Grafton is 76. Former Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley has 74 candles on his birthday cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right. For a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Stand
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside. I am American. That's what I am.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham?
Gremlins. We have gremlins in the studio.
It must be playing Into the Mystic. I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, things happen.
Yeah. Okay, let's try it now.
Let's try it one more time. There we go. That sounds better. Because that's what we're doing, is we're kind of going into the mystic here a little bit, guys. There's a little Van Morrison here, whom I appreciate greatly.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the Bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear you.
don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the misty.
Who says we can't be entertained while we're here? You got to like Van Morrison. Okay, here you are. Well,
maybe. I'm not saying anything.
You don't like Van Morrison?
I didn't say that.
Oh, geez.
Gee, it ain't Prince.
Well, yeah.
We could be playing Purple Rain.
That's true. I didn't say I didn't like him.
I love Van Morrison. The guy's great.
Well, there's a lot of great people. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Into the mystic.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sound like we were, you know, knuckle dragon, tinfoil hat wearing, you know.
Oh, we're out there on this one. We're. I mean, you know, I just woke up one morning and said, you know, I'm really bored. I'm going to make up this story about Ted Cruz being a communist because I want to take a huge amount of incoming friendly fire from everybody.
Well, I'm glad you do.
We kind of talked a little bit about it, yeah. You know, and I, you know, and my thing was, I mean, I don't want to throw stones, but I want to tell the truth. You know, I mean, I just want to make, if that's the truth, then we have an obligation to get it out there.
Every bit of it's documented, and every bit of it is enough that people should be asking an awful lot of questions about Ted Cruz right now.
Well, I think that we need to expose everybody for what they really are, regardless of it's Ted
if
Cruz.
If it's not the truth.
If it's not, yeah. The if truth it's, has to get out there.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what's been killing us.
We've got to get away from this messiah complex, this cult of personality that is destroying this country.
Well, because the real deal is the truth will set you free. You know, I mean, that's the real deal. We have been failing because we will not look at the truth. We have so many ideologically argumentative, parroted mindsets.
Yes.
That come from, you know, the boombox and the propaganda and the prostitutes and the whores in our media.
Yeah. And a lot of people vote. Let's be truthful about it. They vote because there's an RD or whatever behind the name without getting the truth. Yeah. About the candidate that's running.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and look at the shenanigans that keep going on with the GOP. If anybody's not a little disillusioned, you know, with the GOP right now, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do have a caller on the line.
It's a better segue, okay?
Yeah.
Dick, are you there?
Good
morning.
Yes,
I'm here. I have a statement and a question. The statement is, Red Smith, you are an excellent investigator. This is amazing what you're digging up on Ted Cruz here. And keep up the good work. The question is, are they going to publish the Shasta's Lantern again?
We're still working on it, Dick.
Is the problem financial or what?
It mostly financial. It doesn't make sense financially because we have no support from anybody, and selling subscriptions takes so much time out of our schedule that we spend more time messing with subscriptions than we do actually reporting. And our job is to get the truth out there as the way we see it. And so it's not to cater to make sure that somebody who's not used to a different medium can read the paper. That's the problem, Dick, is we'd love to publish a paper. We'd love to get it out there. We'd love to publish one nationwide, but from our little corner of the world, it's so distracting and takes up so much of our time to do that when we can accomplish so much more through a medium that is cheap, you know, that is efficient, that has much more broadcasting ability to reach people. It's the only thing we can do right now.
And what it is to become financially stable, we need to become adjudicated. To become adjudicated, we need to expand our capabilities. To expand our capabilities, we need more people. To have more people, we need to be financially stable. So we're stuck in a real chicken and egg thing.
We're like that program, Two Broke Girls, only we're two broke guys.
Yeah. I see.
And my market value on the corner is not what it used to be.
When you say you need more people, you need more people to buy the paper from you? Is that what you're saying?
We need more reporters. We need editors. We need we need infrastructure. And to have infrastructure, we need to be able to have a payroll. To be able to have a payroll, we need to have an adjudicated paper.
Well, and print editions are becoming fast becoming a thing of the past because, you know, there's a segment of our population that likes to read their paper and it likes to come, but those papers are dying off because of pure logistical reasons, it's so much cheaper and so much more profitable to run it through the Internet.
So you're trying to enter into a dying establishment, then. Establishments that are dying, you're trying to enter into it. So it doesn't make much sense to try to break into a dying business.
It's exactly. A bit like wanting to build a buggy whip factory when Ford just invented the Model T.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Red, keep up your good work. Like I said, you're an excellent investigator.
Yep, absolutely the best. Top of the line.
And okay, that's it.
All right, thanks.
And that is where we're at with the paper. We're stuck in that chicken and egg syndrome. Is we need money to be adjudicated. We need to be adjudicated to make money.
Well, and at the same time, we are getting out there bigger and bigger and bigger as a force to be reckoned with.
We've been picked up all the way in by Israeli TV on some of our stuff.
And you know something? Being poor can be a protection. Because the real deal is, if you got nothing, you got nothing to lose either. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to attack somebody who's got nothing to lose.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean, I just don't see wealth or money as a piece of the pie for me to do what needs to be done. It'd be great to be wealthy and have money and, you know, go mainstream and do all this stuff. But then if you're not careful, you turn into the prostitutes that are running around out there.
Yeah. And they could take down the Shasta Lantern and destroy it right now, and we wouldn't be out anything, and the Shasta Republic would be up and running tomorrow.
Exactly. So that's part of the strategy here, is that in order to protect ourselves, you know, it's kind of like taking a vow of poverty as sort of our protection.
It's guerrilla media.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you know, knuckle dragon guerrilla media, okay?
Well, and two, part of the problem is once you're adjudicated, now you have to follow their rules or they pull your adjudication.
Right. So it's like you either become a part of the problem or you remain a part of the solution is sort of the choice that we've got at this point. And so we want to remain a part of the solution, which is getting the truth out there, because we've got enough solution or enough problems out there and hardly any solutions. I mean, all you have to do is look around. I read the paper. You know, I get it.
Well, we have a lot of solutions. It's just people need to step up to the plate and apply the solutions that we do have at hand to make this happen and take back our country.
Well, and I mean, I read the paper. I get the online edition here. You know, free because I won't pay for it. But here's our headlines. Reward offered in burglary thwarted by 90-year-old Reading man. Okay, I get that. Local story. Hey, no problem. Stormy skies don't stall the cruise. Local, get it. Okay, Trump cries of rigged system blamed for, you know, shifts blame for his losses. Now, that's not a slanted media headline, is it? Let's see, Saturday weather, sunny mostly with chance of rain ahead. Turtle Bay, ready for a busy summer. Deputies arrest two in theft as they search for third. Reading man arrested for drugs at hotel during police sweep. Search goes on for whatever shot eight Ohio relatives in the head. How early is too early for word? What is this, a weather magazine? How is it? How early is too early for word that tornadoes may come? Solar planes crossing a Pacific going smoothly. Feds say they've accessed phone center at the Apple data case. Transatlantic deal in focus when Obama visits Germany.
Brass polishing.
It's unbelievable how screwed up this is.
And let's not forget print.
There's no reference to Purple Rain.
They couldn't even get prints on there. Alrighty then.
But think of the stories that we've broke. Think of the Lavoie Finicum stuff, the CalPERS, the Jerry Brown, and these guys call themselves journalists.
You know, the special agent in charge up there in Oregon and his connections with the BLM and the things that went on in Utah. And, you know, it's... And who am I? I'm just a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal.
I wouldn't brag about that, but... yeah, it is quite amazing, isn't it? that it just goes to show you there is zero investigative reporting going on out there.
Yeah, I'm just a hillbilly that can barely string two words together.
Well, I'm going to leave that one alone because it's too easy. Okay, so, but it's true that. You go in, you investigate some of the stuff, you find all this information, and it's like no one else knows anything.
It boggles my mind.
Yeah.
It boggles my mind. And
they don't have to go investigate it.
I've come to a little bit of an understanding, and, you know, when kind of took on this journalism thing, you know, very hungry just to expose some of the things that were going on, even just locally, that weren't getting covered. And as that progressed, sitting there going, how do people not know this? How do people not understand? And then I took a look back, took a step back, and realized how many hours out of the day that I have to dedicate to finding this stuff.
Right.
And I came to the conclusion nobody's got the time to find it. They wouldn't be able to, you know, take care of their family, do their thing, go to work, and find this stuff. And that's why our founding fathers understood that a free media is so important.
Well,
we are the watchmen on the tower.
Well, when you listen to that speech from JFK from 61, talking about the reason that it's the only industry that's protected in the Constitution for a reason. Because you know something? If you don't have journalists or anybody out there reporting stuff like this, then it's very easy to take over a country if you own all the media. Because you just throw out to the lemmings whatever they want to hear about, nothing. The stuff that doesn't matter. Global warming. Global warming. That's more important than our presidential candidate being investigated for corruption and treason. Isn't it?
Well, they make it so that people don't even think for themselves. They just go through the motions to stay, you know, survive, like you say.
Yeah.
You know,
they have to. I understand that. And we can't hold that against them. But at a certain point, where do you start to listen? Where do you start to hold in the balance what you're getting from the mainstream and your regular news and what you're getting from us? Because I dare anybody to take on any one of our stories on the facts.
Yeah.
I'll shred you.
It's like, gee, how the world's largest banks rigged gold and silver prices. That's not really news, is it? Let's talk about Donald Trump being a jerk.
Well, and with that, we should probably get back to
Cruz.
Mr. Cruz.
Yeah, I'm curious because we were talking about his wife just before we went to the break and some information about her.
Well, now we have Heidi Cruz, the power broker behind the Cruz family. Now, Heidi Cruz, if you read her happy little biography, grew up in San Luis Obispo to a Seventh-day Adventist family. They love to tell this happy little story how her and her brother at like 6 or 7 years old started their own business baking bread and selling it, and this, you know, this go-get-em American, all-American girl. Now, the problem is it's not where she grew up. She was in San Luis Obispo for a limited amount of time because both of her parents were missionaries for the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which has a tie to this Christian communism thing that we're bringing out. Now, I'm aware of this because I had two Air Force granddads, and I learned very quickly the first time a Jehovah's Witness came to the door and my grandma flipped out and wouldn't even talk to him and asked her what was that all about. But when she was an Air Force wife, there was a list of church and organizations that were on the Do Not Speak To list for the United States military because of their communist affiliations. Jehovah's Witness was one of them. Seventh-day Adventist was another one of them. And I beg everybody, if you get anything out of today's radio program, go look up the Christian Democratic Party that is funded by the Catholic Church and what they do. They are ardent, hardcore socialists. And if you ask the question, well, are they communists or are they Christians?
Right.
Yes. They are not communists disguised as Christians. They are communists that believe that communism and socialism is the way of God, and it is their sacred religious duty to spread socialism. And those churches have penetrated the Methodists, the Pentecostals, some of the Baptist church, a lot of the evangelical movement in this country, and that's one of the big reasons you don't see the church, you don't see the Christians in this country getting up to vote, because these communists are telling them, it's God's will, stay in your pews.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty scary in itself.
Hey, I just have a question. Who do you think you'll vote for, the party you hate the most or the party you like the least?
Christ. Is there a difference?
I was going to say, and what's the question?
Is there a difference?
What's the question?
Now we have Heidi Cruz, who grew up the Seventh-day Adventist. Her dad's huge with Loma Linda University, which is a Seventh-day Adventist university. Very good school, really. They do a lot of good work. But they were missionaries. They were both dentists, and they went on mission in Africa. Heidi Cruz spent her formative years at a Seventh-day Adventist mission in Kenya. She grew up in Kenya and Nigeria.
What's with Kenya?
You get to the connections, and she grew up around people like Boko Haram in Nigeria. She grew up
around... Isn't there a terrorist group named Boko Haram?
It is the same terrorist organization. In Kenya, exposed to the Muslim culture and the Muslim people, on mission in there. She comes back to the United States, goes to university herself. Then her very first job is for J.P. Morgan.
No.
Yes. And we all know who J.P. Morgan is.
Uh-huh. Who is J.P. Morgan?
Well, they're one of the large banking institutions that are part of the global cabal seeking the destruction and overthrow of America. The subversion into a one world order where
there's that stupid conspiracy crap again.
Citizens will no longer be treated like citizens, but as products to be bartered back and forth.
Yeah, then she also went to work for Goldman Sachs as well. Isn't that who she currently works for?
She currently works for Goldman Sachs. She was also worked for the State Department during the Bush administration. And then the most telling of all, she had a seat at the table. She had a seat on the table, not an advisor, but one of the people creating policy at the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, if you don't know who the Council of Foreign Relations are, these are the people that decide policy for the United Nations. This is the New World Order.
That's, that's someone I could fall in love with.
Yeah, that's who little Felito Cruz goes to bed with at night.
The absolute complete enemy of freedom, the absolute complete enemy of everything I say I stand for, and yet I'm sleeping with the enemy.
Somehow. And we're still in the UN because?
That's a good question, too.
You know, and I guess with that, we need to go to our caller. We have Ranger Rick.
On the line.
On the line. Good
I-5.
Morning.
He's cruising down I-5.
He's on I-5, heading somewhere.
Yeah, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You're on the air.
All right, very good. Yeah, just to give you a little background, too, on, my background, I kind of dabbled in Central America there for a while in the Army as a foreign area officer, and I simply like to point out liberation theology. You guys have kind of danced all around that topic, but you haven't really said it, and I'll say it for you. But liberation theology is that aspect of Catholicism that basically falls in line with the communist doctrine. And I have a lot to say about that, but you can read about it yourself. There's a book out there. Penny LaRue is the author, and she wrote it in the 80s, and it's entitled Cry of the People. And that was all about liberation theology and how, as a Christian, you're bound and determined to basically unshackle yourself from capitalism and take up arms. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to point that out to you, just in case the audience wanted to have some more meat to chew on there on what you're talking about.
Well, I appreciate it, because for a lot of people, it's a very uncomfortable subject that kind of just makes them want to turn into a turtle and quit listening.
Well, I will tell you this. In El Salvador, when I was an advisor down there, I will tell you that the nuns did did transport weapons to the guerrillas. They did bury them in the graves. The Catholic Church was in fact involved with the rebels down there. So that's my perspective. That's my 2 cents. Have a good day.
Hey.
All right.
There.
Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
You.
We thanks appreciate it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what we are really trying to bring to light. And you have a pope now that is ardently, blatantly communist.
Oh, yeah, well, hammer and the sickle thing.
Yeah. See, that's something that's always bothered me with the pope thing, is all these people are like, yay, you know. But do you understand?
That's what should be terrifying
Americans,
is when you look at our immigrant problem, you're looking at the drain on welfare, the drain on medical services, the drain on this thing. But what you should be looking at is we have had a president that has just started the destruction of the communist of the Constitution, where you can elect a foreign national as president. You have a Republican Manchurian candidate in Ted Cruz that will finish that destruction because he is not available to become president. Now you have the ability of a foreign national to be elected president, and everybody ought to be looking around at these immigrants going, oh my God, where did all these Muslims and Catholics come from?
Right.
Yeah, just the fact that he doesn't qualify is enough for me at this point. All this other information just, you know, bolsters the argument even more.
And
yeah,
for a great
fall
deal
into that.
Well, for a great deal of American Catholics, it's going to be a hard pill to swallow, because American Catholicism is so far removed from the Roman papacy. They're not the same church as you will find on the rest of the earth, even though they give subservience to the Pope and things like that. We are talking about a different idealism of Catholicism when you're talking about South America, Southeast Asia, things like that. And a great deal of this is being headed up by the Jesuit order.
Well,
and then you start looking into the Jesuit order and you find people like Paul Ryan, John Boehner, things like this, and you start to see the whole picture begin to coalesce, and it should be terrifying.
Well, with that, let's go to a break. Let's come back. We probably need to shift gears, talk about the Kevin McCarthy story. We were going to do that. It's easy to get sidetracked with this stuff because it's so...
Well, there's so much to it. Right. I mean, it's just
well, that's on
never-ending here.
If you want to hear the full cruise thing, on Agenda 21 Radio, we did a full 3 hours on everything. You can go to Podbean and look up Agenda 21 Radio, the broadcast of April 21st, and find the 3 hours there, and you can listen to the full story.
All right. And with that, if you want to call...
Because there is more.
I bet there's a lot more to that story. And people should go and check it out so that they can get more information to what's really going on.
Well, let's talk about the Kevin McCarthy story a little bit, but we can always come back if, you know, we've got a half an hour left.
Right.
Now, so,
okay. If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding, rodeo.
Reading Rodeo,
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing, Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California. We'll be right back.
Calhoun. Gee, do you think maybe he's got it figured out? I guess that was written in 1987 or something. That's been around a while. I had never heard that before. We want to thank Jimmy in the chat room for that one. That's good stuff there. Wow. Yeah.
I'd say he was onto it, too.
Yeah.
Well, did you say Rory Calhoun?
Rory Calhoun. Rory Gallagher. I don't know why he said Calhoun.
I was wondering. I was like, what?
Rory Calhoun.
Whoever that may be, I'm not
sorry,
sure.
Sorry, I apologize. I've got it right in front of me. Rory Gallagher. I don't know why I said Calhoun.
Rory Calhoun.
He was an actor, a cowboy
Western
guy. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I think it's two different people.
I'm sure that that's one mistake you'll never let me forget about.
You know it.
You know it. Thanks, Bob.
What a guy. Okay, with that, let's hurry. We got about 20 minutes left. Let's get on to California considers ban on all gun dealers. Now, this is legislation that was introduced, Assembly Bill 2459, that was sponsored by Assembly Member Kevin McCarthy. McCarty, I guess is how you pronounce his name.
Now, is that the same guy?
I'm not sure who this guy is.
Because I believe Kevin McCarthy
No, this isn't the same guy that we're thinking of.
Yeah, it's not Doug's friend.
It's not Doug's friend.
Oh.
Yeah, this is Kevin McCarthy. If passed, would shackle, the FFLs, whatever that means, the Federal Firearms License Holder, with 40 requirements. The totality, which would simply force gun stores to close their doors. So we wanted to get that out there and let everybody know what kind of guys we got introducing legislation in California. And, Texas is starting to look pretty good.
I don't know. I'm kind of looking at Utah.
Yeah, Utah, sound money. Yeah. I don't know.
Idaho looks kind of good sometimes,
too. State of Jefferson looks best of all.
State of Jefferson looks the best of all. I must agree with that statement. And I think we're going to get her done.
I think so.
You got some dedicated guys out there because the alternative is not good.
Well, we ain't asking permission.
Well, that's pretty much it, isn't it? So, wow, what an exciting show today, and we've hit a lot of topics. Maybe we should we go back and keep hammering on Cruz here?
Well, let me get some announcements in here.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, we haven't talked about the veterans, and I've had a couple new announcements. I guess on May 5th, out at the Veteran Cemetery, they're going to do a ceremony for all the veterans who never received their honors. That they're going to be putting that on out there at 11 a.m. So if you're available, you know, it doesn't take much to take a ride out there. The ceremonies usually aren't that long. And just pay your respects out there.
Beautiful
for
cemetery, too.
It is. It is very nice out there. And then, of course, we have May 21st coming, Armed Forces Day, and we do the Fallen Rider Memorial, and we'll be at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. I think we're there from 12 to 3. We'll be serving food inside and out for that one. And don't forget, Memorial Day's coming, you know?
Yeah, summer's almost here.
Yeah, well, May 30th, and, you know, a lot of people forget exactly what Memorial Day's about. It's not about having a day off and...
It's not about hot dogs and hamburgers?
Nope, it is not.
Fried chicken?
Nope.
No.
Wrong answer, but we will be out at the cemetery, so...
Beer.
So I just wanted to put that out there. Don't forget, and maybe, you know, talk to your grandkids or the younger generation about what Memorial Day really is and why we have it.
And how sacred it really is, actually.
It is.
You know.
It's very sacred.
We joke about it a little bit here, but the real deal is it's very important to remember, you know, all the people that have sacrificed everything, their blood, their treasure.
And still do. We have those brave men and women out there that, you know.
And educate yourself to what they're sacrificing themselves for.
Right.
And know that there is an enemy to what we hold as ideals. If there wasn't an enemy, we wouldn't need a military. And if there's an enemy, you need to know who they are.
Yeah, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Yep. And, you know, here's the other side of that, you know, is that, you know, we, you know, with the consent of the governed.
I no longer consent.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
I think we have to be that way. And with that, we have Billy Bob on the phone. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, Charlie. Anyway, I just want to make a quick comment. you have produced one of the finest programs I've ever listened to, and I listen to all talk radio, nationally syndicated. I don't know what you can do, Red, to get that Agenda 21 program on this cruise situation out to the Trump campaign.
We're doing everything we can.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do, but you've got to get it to Mike Savage. You got to get to Laura Ingram with this information. This is absolutely block-building stuff here, and it is incredible, and I'm just astounded that you came up with all this. So, Red, my hat's off to you, buddy. And then again, Mark and Linda, this show is absolutely my church on Sunday mornings, and keep it up. So anyway,
all right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Billy. We
you know, and
that.
Billy, it's people like you just, you know, spread the word about the Agenda 21, about the cruise story and stuff. You know, to a couple people, and then they can forward it on. It's going to take Thanks, all of man. Us to get the information out there, and the more that people like you, Billy Bob, that can help us out, it's wonderful.
Yeah, scream as loud as you can. There's a rat in the woodpile.
Yeah.
We have May on the line with a quick question.
Okay.
Good morning, May.
Hi. I was calling regarding the conversation you were having a short time ago about Agenda 21 and the cruise report.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I tried to look it up on podcast, and I don't see anything that resembles that kind of statement. Was there an approximate date or title on that program so I could locate it?
April 21st. And if you go down to the bottom of the website, I believe there's a link there for Podbean.
Podbean.
Podbean, like beans and rice. Podbean.
Okay.
And the April 21st broadcast, all 3 hours, we actually did it at 3 in the morning to 6 in the morning because we were transmitting to Philadelphia and several other cities on the East Coast from 6 to 9 to their time.
Okay. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to hold you up there, but
Not
I was trying to find it. Thank you.
Well, if, worst case scenario, too, if you can't find it, is email us at the either my address at kentmark@msn.com or I'm not sure if you want
at shastared51@gmail.com.
And then we'll send you the link.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Mm-hmm, bye.
And that's just open your eyes and tell people what's going on. You know, to me, one of the most vital things, because one of the biggest enemies we face is the penetration of the church. It is vital. Whether you believe in God or not, they do.
Right.
And they are, you know, we need the church behind us, or we are going to lose this thing. It is a vast amount of Americans that consider themselves Christian and are being subverted by these covet means that Jack Kennedy spoke about way back in 1960s. It's vital to understand it. If you want to know more about it, start with looking up the Christian Democratic parties. There is a list of the nations that they exist in and the churches that they support, and then start looking into the affiliations of your church and see if you can follow the heads of the Hydra back to it, because there is a lot of churches that tie into it, and I'm sure the average guy sitting in the pew has no idea.
Wow, there's we got about 10 minutes left. Maybe we should go to a break and regroup here a little bit, because I just don't know where to go from here, actually.
Okay, if you have something
to the bunker
you want to talk to us about, or a question or comment, please give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North Star.
Baby, hold on to me.
Finally, nothing like the feeling of spring throughout your home. Budget Blinds. In the world of window coverings, Budget Blinds Redding is all you need to know to have exquisite custom window treatments that enhance every room of your home. How? Convenience. Budget Blinds Redding will come to your home or place of business, ask the right questions, and help you select the looks, styles, and colors to make every window a creation you'll love. Style. Budget Blinds Redding will show you the newest trending styles like the cordless dual shades. Energy efficiency. Budget Blinds Redding can help you determine the best selection for your windows, such as a room darkening double cell cellular shade or a layered treatment. You'll save on heating and cooling costs with the right window treatments. Expertise and safety. Budget Blinds Redding will design window coverings for different size windows to unify a room to look perfectly balanced. And most importantly, safety. Budget Blinds Redding can answer any questions about child safety.
Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. Call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit, and that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? Where Dan may go down, for his love to flee. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be. If we met
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media community radio within our state. And yeah, maybe we need to go out and find us a tree.
Well,
I bet we can.
We need to open up our history books and re-identify the enemy in focus.
With that said, a little bit of peace on the economic front here. 78 Sears and Kmart stores are closing as the recovery continues. This is USA Today.
Didn't Intel hit about 25,000?
Intel laid off 25,000 this last week or so. Is anybody still believing that things are getting better out there? I mean,
it's so fantastic. We can't afford any more recovery.
Yeah, if we get any more, much more recovery, and we'll be belly up. I've also got another story here from the Fiscal Times. You can go to the fiscaltimes.com and get ready for huge Obamacare premium hikes in 2017. No, say it isn't so.
Like we already haven't had that.
The traitor and thief, it couldn't be any kind of a plot to, you know, bring down our healthcare system and I'm going to have to go into one of these times about the three new lines on the 1040 that just kind of didn't get publicized. You know, there's three new lines concerning the health care on the 1040, the premium tax care credit, the recapture, and also the health care penalty, which is different than the premium tax care recapture or credit, which means that I've seen penalties as high as $7,000 this last year on people's income tax from Obamacare. But, no, your premiums aren't going to go up.
Yeah, and even some of them were signed up in the marketplace and stuff.
And they,
remember?
These
it was
are the guys
all
that
be
signed,
good?
Yeah, these are the guys that signed up.
Yeah, these are counting the ones that didn't go to the marketplace.
Yeah, it's weird how those of us that didn't comply and stayed out of the system did okay.
Covered California is, they're covering you, all right. They're burying you in a big pile of steaming crap. Sorry.
Cover you right to the big house.
So get ready for that. That's coming. Another, couple of things here. One is that... shocking reason for FATCA. Now, FATCA is the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. If you're not familiar with that, you should be. But FATCA is just the infrastructure that's being set up for a program here called GATCA.
Now, that's GATCA's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
No, this is informally... been, you know, they're transitioning. Now, I'm doing a little more research on this, you know, so the central, now this is G20 and OECD have devised a new global standard for an automatic exchange of financial information.
Global taxation.
Gee, how do you know all this stuff?
Because it's been around since the 20s.
Oh, but now they're actually have the infrastructure through the FATCA program. All these guys have signed in.
It's going to be a credit. Right? Yeah. It's going to be a credit.
You can keep
it. Is it a credit like it's a recovery?
Yeah.
You can keep your money and your insurance, too. Well, we're out of time, guys. I guess I got to say it once again because that's the end of the show. And so, remember, you were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties and security. No, freedom above security.
And this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We'll catch you all next week.
I'm Gordon Griffin. Authorities say one person is dead and a suspect is in custody after shooting in the area of a suburban Philadelphia church. Emergency dispatchers say that the gunfire was reported this morning in the area of the Keystone Fellowship Church in North Wales. Officials have not confirmed whether the shooting occurred inside or outside of the church. School officials in Wisconsin say they're grateful for a well-rehearsed response by police and district staff in Antigo, where a gunman wounded two students last night as they left a high school dance.
We had a lone gunman shoot up, came to the high school, shot some students that were exiting from our prom.
Antigo Police Chief Eric Roller
shot two students, and then our officers were on scene already doing a walkthrough of the area. They were able to engage the subject. We took the subject into custody.
One student was shot in the leg. The other was grazed by a bullet. President Obama.